Now, coming to you from a Midwestern hole in the United States,
the Dollcast. Ladies and gentlemen, your host.
Hey, you freaks, this is the Dollcast. Welcome back, I am Roth, and I'm getting an extremely late start once again. Oh, fun. But it happens. It's what happens when you have one of those old mouse, those old mice. You know, remember the old, not laser mouses that had the round ball on the bottom? The one up here is just junky, and it's crappy. And the ball doesn't operate correctly, and it doesn't roll, and it's a piece of junk. So doing anything with it is a pain in the butt. I need to never use it for anything that I need to use it for, and I need to go on the other computer and use that mouse for things that I need to use it for. Whatever. So, what to talk about? Now I finally got a book in the mail that I was waiting on from eBay. I saw that I had $3, about three and some change in PayPal. There's never anything I could purchase for that. But then I decided to do a search for a certain kind of book, found it, and found a book that I was wanting to get, and it was like something like $2.95 with free shipping. So I was like, okay, and I finally got it today. So I'm excited about that. Very, very happy about that. Besides that, I just had a regular old day at work, and that's about it. There's not going to be a lot on this Dollcast, and I'm going to tell you why right now. I spent most of the day trying to pick up this house. Trying to pick up after Liam, mostly. This kid, I've come to realize that the entire house is a play set. Like, take G.I. Joe headquarters. You set it up, and you played with it as a kid, right? Or any play set that you could think of. Death Star from Star Wars. You'd set it up, and you'd play with it. And when you play with it, pieces fall off. You make things blow up, quote-unquote. Stuff like that. Well, I've come to realize that the entire house is a playset. And the parents put the house together. And then the kids say, hey, let's blow this up. And oh, Lord. And what sucks even more is when you're trying to put the playset back together, but then right behind you is a kid taking it right back apart. Oh, what a pain in the butt. So, with all that, I got no programming done whatsoever. Nothing. I think I got to browse the web shortly. A very short amount of time. I just didn't have time for anything. So it was a really bad day for that kind of thing. Unfortunately. But that's how things go. In terms of dev news, there's nothing to report. But I am thinking about, on that palette program I showed a screenshot of yesterday and discussed at to some extent yesterday on the Dollcast, I'm thinking about adding in an option, some sort of drop-down menu maybe, where you can select different palettes which come from different emulators, and maybe that'll help out, because some palettes are darker than others and have slightly different hues and etc. etc. And then some people have their TV set a little differently, you know, contrast with the color also, so you never know what people might be seeing, you know. So different, I might have different palette selection. I don't know. That'll take some work. If I do that, I'm not going to be releasing it this Sunday. But that's one idea I had. And I also was thinking about having another drop-down menu where you could select the assembler that you use. And, you know, just, I'm not sure which all assemblers I would include. Probably CA65, of course. That's what it's set at right now. And I think WLA uses the same kind of syntax. Then maybe I'd also have NES ASM, which uses .db instead of .byte for its statements, or for its tables, for single byte tables or whatever. And then I think DASM uses just hex numbers and no dollar sign in front of it. I don't know. But you know, that's another idea I had, having the data display for different assemblers in different syntaxes. But I don't know if I'm going to do that or not. We'll see. I'd kind of like just be done with that program and move on, but I'm contemplating what I might do. But outside of Sly Dog Studios, I don't have this person's username right offhand, because it was just someone that I saw on the forums over at nestdev.com. And they came up with this, they're working on this game, and they're using MMC3. And it has very cool parallax scrolling, where the whole background, I believe, is stationary. And then the places where you can jump on, like, moves around, and your character is pretty much centered in the screen. And it looks pretty neat. The background's really detailed with, you know, the amount of coloring used. It looks like a city look to it or something. But it looks like a pretty cool game. It looks like it's very action-y. You can shoot in different directions. It looks like you can shoot in to the up and to the right and up and to the left also, you know. I don't think I noticed if you can shoot down and to the right, like in all eight directions. I didn't really notice. But it's interesting, and I'm not sure what it's called, but the video that they link to showing what they've done is called, like, SD Wave. And I don't know if it's going to be, you know, stands for Sound Wave or anything. Wouldn't that be awesome? Sound Wave and Ravage, huh? But, so that's interesting. I'll post a link to that so you can check that out.
NintendoAge.com.
Hey, are you a gamer? Do you collect games? Do you like to hang out with people that are like-minded? You can do that at
NintendoAge.com.
They have a custom collection tool consisting of Nintendo and Sega consoles, which is developed by their awesome admins. Awesome. So if you're into all of that,
NintendoAge.com.
Loser douchey need not apply.
Now here's something that I saw on GameFAQs, the GameFAQs NES forum, that I think's really interesting. Just a couple of comments that I found interesting. If you ever play the three Ninja Gaiden games on the NES, people are always varied on which games they like the best. Usually they like part one the best, I've found. And what I usually find is people say that Ninja Gaiden 3 is the hardest one. And I'm not sure if I agree with that or not. But I do think it's the most intense. Like, it has the enemies, like, they always have lots of enemies and conglomerations that make things difficult in certain situations. But there are a couple people on there that are saying that they think Ninja Gaiden 3 is the easiest one. And I thought that was interesting, because you normally don't hear that. At least I normally don't hear that. I don't really know what I consider to be the easiest one. I do think that Ninja Gaiden 2 is the harder one, but that's because I don't play it as often. I feel like the background obstacles, like the wind, the ice, the lightning, all that kind of stuff is really cool. But at the same time, I feel like it takes a little bit away at times, especially the wind. The wind level where it blows y'all around, especially there. But So I play that one the least amount. So I die the most when I play that game. But, yeah, I just think that's interesting. I'll post a link to that, too, so you can check out what they're talking about on there. Actually, what I'll do is I'll post a link to the actual NES forum, and I'll put the name... I'll type out... I don't have it in front of me, but I'll type out the name of the thread to look at, because they always trim the hell. They prune their forums. Just trim them to hell, so it'll be gone probably within a week or two. So I'll just link to the NES forum with the name, the title of the topic, so you can go click on it and read it from there. Man, there is just not much to talk about. I guess this will be really short one, but yeah, go ahead and kick on the memory lane.
Random access memory lane.
When I was a child, my parents ended up getting divorced. It was around my 7th grade year, is either in between 6th and 7th. I think it was in between 6th and 7th grade. Well, my mother ended up moving into an apartment, and I was living with my father, and who ended up having custody of me. Well, when I went to visit my mother only a couple of times while she lived at this certain apartment, which was rather small, it was upstairs, but when I went and visited her, I had taken with me my NES. And when she asked what I wanted to do before, you know, I got to the apartment while she was driving me, she wanted to know, well, what do you want to do? I was like, well, I'd like to rent some games. So she took me to the video store and I rented a couple of NES games. One of them was Werewolf, The Last Warrior, which I had rented before and I really liked, but I wasn't really very good at it. I couldn't get very far. And then the other game I rented, now here's where I get a little sketchy in my memory. I either rented The Punisher or I rented Operation Wolf. Now I remember playing all three of these games on that television set, but I don't remember if I borrowed Operation Wolf from somebody or if I had rented that myself from another video store and brought it with me. So I'm not real sure on how it all plays out. I can't remember exactly which, but I remember playing all three on this same television screen. And what made it memorable for me was on all three of them, I did a lot better than what I usually had in the past. On Operation Wolf, I remember that was a newer game to me at that time. I hadn't played it much. I got to at least three or four stages into it, and at that point I had only gotten probably about two stages in, I think, and that was a big leap for me, and I was really excited about that. Of course, I was using just a cursor at that time because I didn't have a zapper. The Punisher. I was really excited about that game. I thought it was odd that there wasn't a lot of music. But I remember getting to Jigsaw eventually during that night that I stayed the night there. And so I was happy about that. Really happy about that. And then the one that I had played before but was really bad at or wasn't very good at, whatever, was Werewolf. And the biggest memory I have of that time when I was with my mother at that apartment, it's weird, right? Like, I don't remember anything else, like, socializing with her, but my best memory of being at this apartment is something NES-related. Anyway, it was... On Werewolf, I got to that waterfall level, and I had never seen it before. I didn't even know what the next level was going to be, like, at that waterfall level. And I got there, and I got really far on it, and I didn't get through the whole thing, but I was able to get... Quite a bit far into the level. I didn't even get to the part where the level starts going downwards, because I remember later on getting to that going, whoa, now the level's different or whatever. but I was so excited about that. So I played Werewolf the most out of all three of those games that I had there. And yeah, that's about the only memory I have of that apartment. But it was a pretty good one because I had a lot of fun with Werewolf, and that's where I gained most of my love for that game. All right, wrap that up.
Tip of the day.
Use the Kasuri Gama on Shadow of the Ninja to put distance between yourself and the baddies. Get positioned correctly, and you could get more than one hit off with each attack.
Tip of the day.
Well, that's about it. Sorry I didn't have any programming to report on. A lot of home life stuff was going on today. Picking stuff up, laundry, etc., 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 feeding kids, whatever. So, that's going to be it for this Dogcast, and I guess I will wish you all to have a good weekend, and I will talk to you all on Monday. If you catch me slipping, tell Kevin.